Talkback Jackson Sports, Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. Brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins. And we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drinks. Right now, we're heading to the Ray Snell Sports Line because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell. RaySnell.com. Ray's from Exit Realty First. And we welcome to the program the head coach of the East Jackson volleyball team. We have Travis Baker here joining us. Travis, hey, thanks for joining the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, let's talk a little girls volleyball. It kind of seems like the team hasn't really been in a spot the last few years that you want it to be at. But I've seen East Jackson Athletics before, and I know there's no quit in that squad. Last few years, would you characterize as kind of like what, a challenge?
Yeah, definitely a challenge. Coming in as an outside coach, like I'd never been affiliated with East Jackson before. So it was kind of hard to get like the athletes on board with what I was trying to do. But going into my fourth year, I have a lot more people buying in, and the girls are seeming to catch on to what we're trying to do here.
Uh-huh. Where's your volleyball background come from? Just give us a little background here. Usually along the sidelines, you're seeing women as the volleyball coaches, not so much men. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, just saying that's how it is. So where's the volleyball background come from for you, Travis?
High school, I went to Hanover Horton, graduated in 04, and the team was really good my whole high school career, and I got really interested, going to the matches. I love the energy. I love, watching the game because it was, for a guy, it was something completely different, and that just intrigued me. Ended up going to college and befriending some of the college players at Saginaw Valley State University, and a couple of them brought me under their wing. I was able to participate in some of the practices, like help them out and stuff. And then I got involved playing myself. So from high school and up, I've just had a love for the game. And I want to, extend that love and passion to, at the high school level.
Yeah.
Because, volleyball is a lifetime sport. So if you can get involved young, you can play until you're, way older or even get into coaching.
Yeah, it's one of those weird sports because there's not a whole lot of opportunities for guys at the elementary, middle, and high school level. And a lot of guys, like I really wasn't introduced to it maybe a few times in gym class when I was in school, but I wasn't really introduced to it until college when I was on like a recreational team during my college years. And that was really my first big introduction to volleyball. But it's there at the college level. It's even beyond that at the Olympic level too, and other levels where guys have opportunities to play. And I mean, it's a really good sport. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I play indoor. I play in the grass. I play in the sand. And my hopes are to coach at all the different playing fields you can play on. Right now, working on coaching indoor, but I'd love to expand that to working outdoor games and stuff because, sand volleyball, I love playing that.
A couple years ago with COVID, you had a chance to play outdoors.
Oh, yeah, I remember. We had
That wasn't a great experience, I'm sure.
No. But we got through it. We had our practices outdoors up until the start of the season, and we were able to, actually, get going. But it was definitely a struggle and a challenge dealing with all that.
So with this being the first week of practices, getting the squad together for the first time, what's your impression of the team, and what are you anticipating? What are your goals? Where do you want to be at the end of the season with this team?
I want to be with some conference wins. I'd love to get some conference wins under our belt. These girls have worked hard all summer. We've had off-season workouts going on, and those improvements are really showing in this first week of practice. We've had two practices so far, and I can definitely tell the work that they've been putting in is showing, at practice.
Okay. So some conference wins. Now, you did have a district win a couple years ago. So there's, I mean, there's something there.
Yeah, so the talent's there. It's just getting the girls to, you know, compete with each other, you know, work well together, work well as a team. And I think right now I've got my largest class of seniors I have 8 seniors I plan on rostering, which is the largest by far that I've had so far. So I think with that amount of experience, and then the fact that they're hungry. I have some returning all-conference players. I had all-conference Aubrey Bell as an outside hitter. I had all-conference honorable mention Jaden Green as an outside hitter, and they're hungry for more, and I think that's going to really push us to, you know, compete at our highest level.
Okay. So we've got some seniors, we've got some leadership on the team. Any other of those seniors that you envision being on the team that you'd like to highlight here?
I want to see Addison Rudd. She's a senior. She's been dealing with injury and other things the last couple seasons. So to have her, you know, healthy and on the floor, I think that's going to really, really help us a lot. Okay. Just kind of missed her out there, you know, dealing with other things.
All right. You mentioned rostering earlier. This being just, you know, a few days in to practices, when do you plan on trimming the team down? How many are you going to keep this year?
We're looking at about 12 altogether on varsity. Our JV numbers might be a little bit lower, maybe 9 to 10. But we're a small school, and we're just not getting the participation that, you know, I would love to have. But being a small school, it's kind of hard to do that sometimes.
Well, and that's one of the problems that East Jackson has. It is with enrollment, and also being one of the smaller schools in the Cascades, in the rugged Cascades, no matter what sport you're in, the Cascades is a pretty tough conference.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And East Jackson, you know, yeah, being a smaller school, we've just got to do a little bit extra each time just to be able to compete. It's hard going against some of the larger schools, but they're not, there's, like you said earlier, there's no quitting them.
Yeah.
You know, all the athletes work hard every day, so we just have to do a little bit extra.
Your thoughts on the realignment with some of the new schools coming in, obviously not going to impact you this year because they're not joining until next year, but that's going to have the Cascade's going to have a different look, going to have a different feel. Some smaller schools coming in, some larger schools coming in. I know you're focusing on this season, but if you could just look ahead to next season and your thoughts on how the Cascades is going to look and how that's going to impact volleyball in the Cascades.
Well, it's great having, you know, a couple of the other schools come in. Is, you know, give us a, you know, different face, because we don't, you know, we'll play all our conference games, but if we're able to, you know, play against some new teams, give it, you know, a different look, I think it'll only help us, you know, help all the whole conference as far as, you know, having different schools in there, you know, big or small.
Do you have a way that you'd like the season to look? What would your preference be to have, like, the Cascades split up into a couple divisions and schools of similar size competing against each other? Would it make sense to have more of a regional type of divisions within the Cascades? As the volleyball coach at East Jackson, Travis, what would work best for you and your team?
Having the two different divisions, I think, would be the best, just so, because it's a lot of matches to play if you're going to play everybody in your conference. But if you split into two different divisions, that you are now, you know, you're able to play everybody in your division instead of some people from, you know, not everybody from the whole conference, which would be pretty tough with, I think we're going up to 12 teams. Is that what we're going up to, Mark?
Yeah, it's somewhere in that ballpark, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you've got...
So that's a lot.
You don't have anybody leaving, but you got Columbia Central, Jonesville, Leslie, Homer all joining the conference. So it's grown. It didn't shrink. It's grown.
Yeah. So, you know, being able to get all those conference matches in, I think it'd be easier doing two divisions. That way we can able, you know, we can make sure we get our X amount of conference matches in, and then maybe do a couple crossover ones.
First match this year. Let's get back to the 2022 season. Where are you guys at, and who's your first opponent?
Yeah, our first opponent, well, we have a scrimmage this Saturday, which doesn't really count towards anything, I don't believe. It's just for officials. But we have our first tournament August 20th, Saturday, at Addison. So it'll give us a full week of practice. Almost 2 full weeks of practice leading up to that. So the girls are excited. We've got a lot more Saturday tournaments this year, and our first one is, you know, our first match. So the girls are pumped. I'm excited.
What does – now, you mentioned earlier that you want to focus more on conference wins this year. But at the end of the season – every coach has a different answer to this question. I'd love to ask it. At the end of the season – what does success look like for you and your team?
The success I'm going to base it off is the growth that they're able to obtain, especially the underclassmen, seeing how much growth they can and how much knowledge they gain and how much skill they can work on. And that's what I look for as success, as far as, because it's a program. It's a program thing. I know we're not going to do great things in the first, you know, couple years until we have established this program, and seeing the growth of the underclassmen is what I'm banking my, you know, ranking my success on right now. Is just how much growth and how much better can I get the program at the end of the season? And each year so far, we've seemed to be getting better and better. So I like the direction that we're going.
Outstanding. Travis Baker joining us here on Talkback Jackson Sports, head coach of the East Jackson volleyball team. Well, Travis, we wish you and your girls the best of luck this year. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you here real soon, okay?
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
It's Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.